So can you tell me the date and time and your name, please?
The date is September 23rd, 2021, and my name is Advika Chaudhary, and the time is 5:19.
All right, and do you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so my first question is, when did you first see the pandemic as a real issue, and how do you react?
I first saw the pandemic as a real issue when COVID began spreading like really quickly around the U.S. around March, and school like shut down, and I heard about people that I knew who were contracting COVID, and I saw like the effect it had on everybody's lives, because during this time like all the stores were shut down and no one was interacting with each other and we were all in quarantine. So yeah, it was like scary to know that even though the symptoms of COVID weren't that bad, people were still dying from it. And yeah, it just like, I think people became nervous and anxious about contracting COVID and spreading it to people. So that was like the time where I saw COVID as like a real issue.
Yeah. So my next question is, how has the pandemic affected you or your family?
The pandemic had like a pretty big effect on my family because my mom's a doctor. So she would have to like work long shifts at the hospital, and then she would treat like COVID positive patients. So during that time, like my family wasn't allowed to see her as much, because like she didn't want to risk passing the virus onto us if she was positive. And that was just hard on my family because like my mom's kind of like the center of our household. But yeah, as the cases went down over time, I was able to see her more.
All right. And then what are some changes to your lifestyle that you made during the pandemic that you think you'll continue when it ends?
One of the changes I made to my lifestyle was exercising more, because during the pandemic, everyone was locked indoors. So I got bored and I started looking for things to do. So I started exercising, which is like a pretty healthy lifestyle change. And I know I'll continue to do that when it ends too.
All right, that's all I have for you.
Okay. So can you state your name and if you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
My name is Matthew Montante, and I do give consent.
Okay. So the first question is, what was your reaction to the pandemic after you heard about it spreading in China? And did you ever think it would come to the U.S. and have the effects that we see today?
Yeah, so I first heard about it when my dad like read an article about it in like December. And I didn't really care. And he was like, maybe you should care, because my sister visited China like over winter break. And she was kind of nervous that she might have had it because she like had a cold, but she didn't get tested, and then it was just a cold, so she was fine. But we didn't really know what the symptoms were anyway, so we weren't sure if it was an issue or not. And then later on, like when it started spreading to the U.S. in March, we got an extra day of school off before spring break started, because the teachers needed to learn how to use Zoom, and we all thought it was kind of dumb because we didn't really think it would be a real issue. And we felt kind of, or at least I did, I felt kind of separated from China and then Europe. And I thought we'd be better off. And I'm not really sure I felt that way or why I felt that way, but I did. And I just generally figured it would blow over and not really be a real issue in the United States.
Yeah, that makes sense. How did you do with remote learning? Did you like it? And like, how hard was it to adapt to learning from home?
I really did not like online learning because our school changed our schedules, so our classes were longer, and then they were more spread out, so I kind of got bored in the downtime. And while I was in class, I found it really hard to focus, and because they didn't want us like on Zoom all the time, we had a lot of asynchronous work, and I wasn't really motivated to do the work. So I kind of like lost motivation to do well in school. And aside from that, like, I didn't really like being at home because I miss seeing a lot of people every day, like at school. And it was just kind of lonely doing school in my room. But I did like having extra time in the mornings because I could wake up later instead of commuting to school. And I had more time to, like, during my lunch breaks, I could cook food downstairs. So it was mostly bad, but there were some good parts.
Yeah, I agree with that. Were you nervous or anxious during the peak of the pandemic around April? And what about now?
Yeah, so I was mostly nervous in March or like late March because I was in Buffalo when the stay-at-home orders happened, and I live in Delaware. So I was visiting family, and my dad was like, yeah, you can't really go out anymore. So I stayed for the weekend, and then I drove home, and the highways were, like, completely empty. And, like, it was just, like, kind of, like, nervous, like, when I was, like, pumping gas, like, I used hand sanitizer and stuff. But when I went out, like, grocery shopping and stuff, I wore my mask, like, I washed my hands and stuff. So I kind of had an average reaction, I guess, but towards like more recent times, I got my vaccine pretty early because of my job. And then I still wore my mask after that when we no longer had to, but towards summer, I just stopped wearing it, didn't have to anymore. So I used to be pretty nervous, but now I'm not as nervous.
Yeah, it's the same thing for me too. Yeah, I think those are all the questions, so...